intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
Welcome to KV. Welcome to KV. The best podcast in the world. Your Champions League final prediction. Who brings the big ears home? Well, personally, yeah, personally, if you're asking me as a gooner, I want flipping Liverpool to do their thing. Simple. There's no ifs, no in-betweens, no buts. I want Liverpool to do their thing. All season they've been screaming, league, 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 league. You didn't get the league. Yeah? You didn't get the league. Yeah? You still ain't got a Premier League title. Yeah? But don't worry about that. You're in the Champions League final and do your thing against Spurs. Simple. Yeah? I'm a gooner. I'm supporting Liverpool. Yeah? Because you lot got the scum. Yeah? Simple. My Champions League final prediction... Liverpool. And don't let me down. What do you make of Sol Campbell's time as manager? Has he shown that he can cut it? And does he deserve a bigger job? Well, boy, Peter Taylor and all these men are getting big jobs. Yeah? They're all getting big jobs. I don't know why my man can't get a big job. You tell me why he can't get a big job, because the results are there. I don't even know what he's doing. But for you to be talking about him, he's doing something. So yeah, he deserves a bigger chance. Man are doing half a thing in a season and getting drawn into a mega job. Man are doing things in another country and the country's a shambles in football. And they come into the biggest job in football. He's got no Premier League manager credentials. None. Not one. But he's got the biggest job in fucking football. Manchester United Football Club. So why can't Sol Campbell get a job? A bigger job. A Prem job. I don't even care. Put him in the bottom three. Yeah? By the way you man are talking about him, he will do his thing. So I might not know much about him and what he's doing and this, that and the other, but I've seen his face pop up a couple times with that cup of coffee on the TL, so that means he's doing his thing. Because if it wasn't, you lot will be calling him. Mkhitaryan. Mkhitaryan isn't travelling to Azerbaijan over safety concerns. His country, Armenia, and Azerbaijan don't get on at all. Should he have stayed in England or gone to play? Fam? All I know, yeah, in 2001, when them man were bombing the place up, yeah, right? The Chelsea superstars didn't want to go. They sent us. We was on the front line, cuz, yeah? We was on the front line, ready to get taken out at any chance, anytime, anywhere. Because they don't care about football. Who gives a shit? They don't give a shit. The terrorists don't give a shit about football. Yeah? They put us on the front line. Enough superstars didn't go. We was on the plane. Man was looking out the window thinking, this is it. It's over after this. Do you get me? But I'm gonna put my life on the line for this flipping shirt and try and get a flipping game and try and do my thing. So I know the situation man's in. And if he had the opportunity to go and swerved it, is a pussy. Simple. Yeah? I put the security around him in his hotel, this, that, and the other. Or fly him in last minute. You get me? With a wig and all that. Just try and do something. Do you know what I mean? I don't rate if he didn't go just on off the sake of he just didn't go. But if you man are banning him, there's a whole other story and a whole other argument. What happened to this racism thing? What happened to this, all this kick racism out of football? All of this, what happened to all of that? UEFA, what happened to all of this? You men are a bunch of scumbags, UEFA. A bunch of racist scumbags. That's what you lot are, basically. Do you get me? You lot are a bunch of racist scumbags. You lot come put your foot down and say, listen, you man, you should be lucky we're giving you a flipping chance to flipping hold a tournament like this. A final. A final, not even a flipping semi or whatever. You're doing your thing here. Country's fucking exposed to all sorts of things because of this football game. And they're trying to draw a fucking card and tell man about certain man can't come over or man's dead. And UEFA ain't doing shit. You man are some pussies. Arian, Mkhitaryan isn't travelling to Azerbaijan over safety concerns. His country, Armenia, and Azerbaijan don't get on at all. Should he have stayed in England or gone to play? Fam, all I know, yeah, in 2001, when them man were bombing the place up, yeah, right? The Chelsea superstars didn't want to go. They sent us. We was on the front line, cuz, yeah? We was on the front line, ready to get taken out at any chance, any time, anywhere. Because they don't care about football. Who gives a shit? They don't give a shit. The terrorists don't give a shit about football. Yeah? They put us on the front line. Enough superstars didn't go. We was on the plane. Man was looking out the window thinking, this is it. It's over after this. To get me? But I'm gonna put my life on the line for this flipping shirt and try and get a flipping game and try and do my thing. So I know the situation man's in. And if he had the opportunity to go and swerved it, he's a pussy. Simple. Yeah? I put the security around him in his hotel, this, that and the other. I'll fly him in last minute. You get me? With a wig and all that. Just try and do something. Do you know what I mean? I don't rate if he didn't go just on off the sake of he just didn't go. But if you man are banning him, there's a whole other story and a whole other argument. What happened to this racism thing? What happened to this, all this kick racism out of football? All of this, what happened to all of that? UEFA, what happened to all of this? You man are a bunch of scumbags, UEFA. A bunch of racist scumbags. That's what you lot are, basically. Do you get me? You lot are a bunch of racist scumbags. You lot come put your foot down and say, listen, you man, you should be lucky we're giving you a flipping chance to flipping hold a tournament like this. A final. A final, not even a flipping semi or whatever. You're doing your thing here. Country's fucking exposed to all sorts of things because of this football game. And they're trying to draw a fucking card and tell man about certain man can't come over or man's dead. And UEFA ain't doing shit. You man are some pussies. Phil Neville said his Lionesses team has the same bond like Man United's treble winners. Bruv, I didn't even read the rest of the question. Bruv, you're chatting shit. You're trying to hype up the thing, yeah, to get people to watch the World Cup, yeah, because your name and this, that, and the other. You're trying to do your thing to try and pump up the flipping interest in and around the Women's World Cup. Fam, Phil Neville, no one's interested. Put that in your pipe and inhale that. Nobody is interested in women's football. What's the other day this girl came and said, oh, the goals should be smaller. For a woman's structure, the goal should be smaller. Bruh, and you lot want equal rights and you lot want same pay and the goal smaller. Huh? You want the goal to actually be smaller. Yeah, you might have taken a... Phil, where are you when the girls are getting changed? I want to know. I don't know if anybody else wants to know. But I want to know, where are you when the girls are getting changed? When the girl walking up and down in their slips getting rubs and this, that and the other and whatever, Where are you? We're not in their slips and their knickers. All of this. Where are you? When they're walking up and down in their support sports bra and all of that. Where are you? I want to know where you are. I don't know if anybody else wants to know where you are, but I want to know. Not in a pervy thing, but I just want to know where you are. Do you get me? Because they can't have this treble-winning, same treble-winning bond as Man United if everybody... Because Alex... Sir Alex was in the changing room. When the treble thing was going on, Sir Alex was in the changing room pumping them man up. Yeah? He was hyping and pumping them and telling them they're great and this, that and the other. Man's Willies was hanging out over the fucking bench where they were sitting. Everything was going on. Yeah? Phil, where are you? That's all I want to know. Where you are? Because you're talking a whole load of talk, but man just want to know where you are. Because if you're not about in the change room, they can't have the bond like that. You're just chatting, like I said in the first place. You're chatting shit. Simple. You're trying to boost up the thing. The World Cup's coming up in a week or so, yeah? And you're trying to boost up the thing. And you ladies, or lionesses, or whatever you want to call yourselves, yeah? Let me tell you something. You lot lose to Scotland in your first game, and don't bother getting a flight back home. Simple. Because we don't lose to them fuckers. It's as simple as that. Do you think the FA Cup being on ITV will bring back some of its magic? But I'm not really interested in the FA Cup, you know, to be honest. I'll tell you the good thing is true. That thing's passed. No one ain't really interested. Bandon won it the other day and they were just walking around with the cup. You hear me? I don't think no one's interested. Yeah. ITV or no ITV, I don't think no one's interested, to be honest. Man want the league and man want Europe. Simple. All the FA Cup thing and all that. I know it, you get an opportunity to go from... What, you still get an opportunity to go Europe if you win the FA Cup. Man don't even know what's going on. I swear down. Yeah? But man ain't interested in the FA Cup. You get me? I scored in the FA Cup. Bun the FA Cup, cuz. You might have said I was shit. And I scored in the FA Cup, so fucking bun the FA Cup. What is your say on everything that's going on in and around Theresa May? Bun Theresa May, bun Phil May, bun all of them, that's all the Conservatives, bun Labour, bun the Green Party, bun anything. I don't even know if the Green Party is a fucking thing, but I heard something like that when it was going on. Bun all of them, yeah? Bun, I don't know nothing about politics, but neither do they. Simple. They know as much as me because they're coming at us, yeah? They're coming at us and standing outside number 10 when they get jobs. Yeah, any one of them, you can pick out any one of them. And they are just lying on TV. Fam, they're just lying. They're just lying. They're just standing up outside number 10, lying. Because when they get their job, when everything calms down and things are supposed to get in motion, nothing's going on what they said was going to go on. So what are you doing? You're just standing up in the first place and just lying. You lied to get involved, to get in power, and now you're just lying in front of us and telling us what's going to happen and what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and this, that and the other. When push comes to shove, nothing ain't going on. You might have heard a man saying Boris Johnson. Boris fucking Johnson, cunts. You might as well let me run the pussy clark country because, boy, I don't know what he's doing. Yeah? I don't know what he's doing or he's going to do. They can't even brush his hair, cuz. Tell me that's a wave, what he's got on with his hair. Tell me that's how he waves. Tell me that's his swag. Tell me that's how he does his thing. Just looks sweaty and greasy, cuz. He needs like, look like he need a wash. You lot are crazy. From the time I see him go running with that rugby ball and try to lay down the kid or whatever happened, he tripped over, I said, this man's useless. Playing rugby in a suit, you fucking idiot, cuz. When the fucking, she's outside number 10, crying. Why are you crying? You're still good after you leave the job. You have, how many years you have? 4 or 5? You're good. Your husband's in a flipping pans, is in bear pots, where bear pots is worth trillions. And you're outside number 10 crying. When you was outside Grenfell Tower, was you crying? No. When men are losing their jobs and doing all this, becoming homeless, and they got their kids on the street because of your rules you're in place, oh, why are you crying? No. You wasn't crying. When the Manchester attacks happened the other day, was you crying? No. No. At no point you was crying, but you lose your little job here, yeah, that you've had for 5 years, that you could have done your thing with, and all of a sudden, there's tears. And you couldn't even face the thing. You had to turn away and walk with your fucking spider legs. Your fucking legs are so fucking long. And I don't even know nothing about politics. I don't even know a single thing about politics. But I know you man ain't doing it right. So, Theresa May, yeah? You and Phil, on your way out, close the fucking door! Arsenal versus Chelsea. UEFA Cup prediction, UEFA Cup final prediction. And your thoughts on the location of the final, especially when thousands of fans ain't travelling. UEFA again, innit? What can you say? The man are some arseholes. Do you get what I'm saying? The man are some arseholes. Before you pull it in a place that ain't hostile and fucking and man will be able to travel there and do all this and whatever and this, that and the other. You man gonna put in Azerbaijan, cuz. Fucking hell, bruv. Man can't even really pronounce the name. And you want man to go over there. There's all war and everything going over there. And you want man to go over there and risk their life and all that. Do you get me? Nonsense, bruv. But as for the prediction, obviously, I want my team to win. Do you get me? I want my team to win. You man ain't been... This is it. This is it. Do you get what I'm saying? This is the final. There ain't no man gonna catch them in the next leg and all that rubbishness. This is the final. Man need to turn up on the day. Not next leg, or there ain't no next leg, or next season we're gonna... Man need to turn up and lift the fucking cup. Simple. Yeah? Ain't no bollocks. I don't wanna hear no shit about unlucky and if my man took this chance, man, the game would have been different. Fuck all of that. Turn up and lift up the cup. Simple. By hook or by crook, turn up and lift up the cup. And Paddy Power paid out £2,500 to someone who put a fiver on Theresa May becoming Man United's director of football at 500-1. The betting company found it so funny. What? That someone put the bet on, they paid out. Bruh. Let me go on fucking Bet365 at the moment. Nah, let me go on Betfair at the moment and see what's going on. Who? Paddy Power. I'm gonna log into Paddy Power right now. Jose Mourinho as fucking president. How about that? They must pay out on that. Come to KV, the best podcast in the world. Hey, send this to your friends. Do you get me? Send this to your friends. I ain't even asking my friends because they're fucking dickheads. Send this to your friends. Yeah? Send this to your friends. Retweet. Do everything. Push this out. Yeah? Because this is what people want to hear. Do you get what I'm saying? Realness. Not no behind the mic thing talking about fucking... Yeah, you know, and he's very good. And in thingies, oh, he never had a good season because of the opportunities. And blah, blah, blah. Nah, but all of that. Simple. We ain't talking about that. If he's shit, we're just saying he's shit. Simple. Send this. I can't even put this, get the link and send it to my friends and tell them, yo, push this link out. Because all of them are acting like fucking good Samaritans, but all doing dodgy shit behind the fucking scenes. Fucking pricks. Going on like, oh, when man are their fucking... You see, when man come back on their fucking dead, they're on their Twitter. If they let man back, man's applied and pay peas. Yeah? If they let man back on their Twitter, you lot are internet dead. Not banned. And only a couple of men have fucking said, yo, Nighty's over here. The rest of you, you're probably laughing and say, ah, he's been banned. Blah, blah, blah. But if man don't come back, man, we'll get this new can up. You fucking pricks. Chatting about on Twitter that I need to get off my fucking chest, bruv. Swear down. I need to get off my chest. And I know a lot of people are talking about this as well. Where are you lot getting these watches from? Because I want to know. Because if they're real, I want a cop. Because obviously you man are getting them on the cheap. You man ain't even got five pairs of trainers. And you, man, have got on fucking 100 grand APs. With the bezel frozen. And I'm like, huh? Do you get me? Man are wearing day dates like they're fucking Casios. Where are you lot getting this, these watches from? Where's the piece coming from? Or are you lot just faking it? It's cool if you lot are faking it. I don't give a shit. You get me? It's a bit fucking dead because fucking the people them that work hard and whatever and want to buy nice things, some tramp down the road's got the fucking watch on and it's fucking baggy and hanging on the side of his fucking wrist. Do you get what I'm saying? So I want to know where you League One, League Two players are getting these watches from. Couple of men have been exposed already, but fuck all of that. I want to know where you men are getting these fucking rollies from. Cause I've got a rollie and I don't bring it out every fucking day because I know the value of the thing. So what's going on? Underneath you lot wrist must be fucking green, you pricks. Of you, man, I've got an iPhone 6. And on your wrist is a sky dweller. A sky dweller. Them things there brand new come at 29 grand. 30 bags. So where's this coming from? Because some of you lot don't even own your homes. You lot are in council accommodation cuts. And you lot got 29 bag watches on. That's a fucking down payment on a... Yo, what are you lot doing? You have to be faking. I'm not asked what anybody's saying. You're faking it, bruv. You have to be faking it. You mean, you, everybody might be going on there. People who's got watches might be going, ah, it's none of your business. Yeah, it is my fucking business. It is when you're wearing it out in public. I've got a right to say what the fuck I want to say. And you lot are some pricks. It's just dumb, bruv. To get me? Just dumb. Man's Air Forces have got creases in, but they got a Submariner on. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear no nonsense. You lot are either financing a watch, and it can't be that, because you lot bank balance ain't saying that. You lot are either financing the watch, or you're faking it. Simple. End of story. End of discussion. End of everything. You lot are either financing a watch, or you're faking it. I will put 100% on you lot are faking it. This is League 1 and League 2 ballers, yeah? Bruv, stay in your lane. If it's the only thing you can afford is a fucking iWatch, then just put on the iWatch and done. Simple. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you lot are buying APs. You lot can just buy a Calm fucking Cartier Sport for 1,500 quid. Save up and buy a Cartier Sport for 1,500 quid. Real thing, everything. Do you get what I'm saying? But you lot have got on fucking 18 grand, 11 grand Submariners. And like I said, your fucking Air Forces have got a mega crease in the front. It's fucking done. There's a conspiracy going around that Suge Knight knows you killed Tupac. And it's been silenced by the power people. Allegedly, the Clintons, Obama and more. Another rumor is there was assassination attempt on Kanye West because of his support for Trump. What's your thoughts? Man know about that Suge Knight thing already. Man said that that's been rumored around for time. I didn't know about the powerhouses fucking keeping him silent and all that. Do you get what I'm saying? But Obama's a fruit pop and Clinton's notoriously fruity. So I don't even know what's going on there. Do you get what I'm saying? And I ain't even going to bother start saying anything on them because, boy, that man's power is over whatever I can fucking achieve. You get me? Couple clicks and couple texts and man could be finished. So I'm going to stay out of that still. But the assassination attempt on fucking Kanye West, I ain't even heard about that. But if it is true, for his flipping support of Trump, man supports who he wants. Do you know what I'm saying? Man supports who the fuck he wants. I mean, when you lot are doing all other shit, do you get what I'm saying? Man ain't saying nothing. Man just letting you get on and do whatever you want to do. Assassination for someone's support of somebody else. Dead out. But this is the world we live in, cuz. Do you get what I'm saying? This is the world we live in. If all of this is true, what I just now said, it's just a fucked up thing. It's just fucking dead. Know what I mean? What? Puck was that much of a fucking threat to you, man. You, man, decided to take him out. Fucking nonsense, bruv. Honestly, absolute nonsense. Trust me, it's nonsense. I'm just sitting there scratching my head thinking. And Shugs need to be a bad boy and just come out and say whatever he needs to say, you know? Do you get what I'm saying, guys? Fuck all of that. Shugs needs to come out and say, listen, boom, 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 set this and boom, he killed Tupac. Simple. What are you man gonna do now? If he gets killed, then obviously we know the thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? If he gets killed, we know the thing, so pop, put your life on the line, cuz. Come and tell us. You get me? Tell us what's going on. Because this rumour has been going around for years. Where's Suge Knight in jail? He should just come out and just say it all, bruv. If it gets clapped, it gets clapped. Simple. What are your views on the reality TV shows? We've seen two Love Island contestants kill themselves, and Jeremy Kyle, and a guest on Jeremy Kyle, has done the same. Boy, I don't really rate no man that kills himself, to be honest. So hey, you ain't going to hear no condolences or nothing from me. Yeah, I hear everybody and what they're saying about, oh, you don't know what people are going through and this, that and the other, and rare, 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 and this, that and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Well, boy, you don't know what you put people through when you kill yourself. I'm telling you that from now. Yeah, all sorts of turmoil, and that's last forever. So digest that. That's the reason I don't give a shit about anybody that kills himself. Digest that. Now, I'll say it on me, because I don't want to put nothing else on anybody. Because this is never going to happen. I'm never going to kill myself. I love my life. Simple. But if I killed myself, my whole family fucked. Every last one of them, down to the core, unless they didn't care about me, are fucked. Because I'm no longer here. Do you get what I'm saying? Everyone's always going to be thinking, boy, what was he thinking? And blah, blah. My mum will be sick. My gal will be sick. My dad will be fucking distraught. My kids will be fucking in turmoil. You're mad, cuz. Now you can say, what if you ain't got all of that? You still got a mum. She still brought you here. You still got a dad. If he's alive, he brought you here. Do you get what I'm saying? You still got friends that care about you and all this and whatever and that and this, that and the other. Do you know what I mean? But you know what I don't understand about these little Love Island contestants and fucking Jeremy Kyle man going on the thing, and then I heard he was fucking trying to get on the show for time. Then he gets on the show, Jeremy tells him one or two things, he goes off the show and then doppies himself. What kind of fucking dumbness is that? Then you lot close down big Jeremy Kyle. Every morning man used to watch Jeremy Kyle, now Jeremy Kyle's no longer here. Because of some dickhead. Do you get what I'm saying? Which Twitter accounts do you recommend? Fucking no. Neil Danz, Leon Britton, Daniel Nardiello. Who else? Who else tweeted about me? Rowan Ricketts. Who else tweeted about me and said I was over here on this new account on Twitter? I can't remember. But if you did, bless. Yeah, it ain't that. I just think there was just a man them that I know. Them. See the rest of them. Can sit on a middle finger and spin and twerk. Fucking pricks. Some states in America are banning abortions. That has led to thousands of people protesting. How you feel about this? How do I feel? I don't really care. You don't want to go and kill the youth because you don't want to have a youth. Do your stuff. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Maybe they want to get rid of it, they can't afford the youth. But yet still, all before that, don't let man juicing you. Do you get what I'm saying? Tell man pull out, rub her up, do something. Do you get what I'm saying? Be on the pill, the injection, the fucking whatever it is, the coil or whatever. Get it all done or whatever, because you get me? It seems all of that abortion shit. But if girl or whatever want to get abortion, who are you to tell them that they can't get an abortion? Do you get what I'm saying? That don't make no fucking sense. Who are you to tell them they can't get an abortion? Who's laying down these fucking laws? Trump? Fucking dead, bruv. Honestly. If a girl don't want to have a youth, she just don't want to have a youth. Do you get me? Next time, hopefully she fucking makes sure the man rub her up or does something. Pull out all that something before it starts juicing up in her system. Do you get what I'm saying? This has been KV. This has been KV. In line with Shoot the Defense. The best podcast in the world. Come on.